The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Tuesday tap room, where we'll discuss our hyperconverged appliance. So, yep, this is a screen where welcome you guys. I'll show you how to start running your entire infrastructure from scratch within a few days, and you can get that with our hyperconverged appliance, and we'll mainly talk about it here. I also wanted to say that I'll try to make this presentation not as long. I'll actually try to make it fairly short, and then focus on answering your questions. And yep, and I hope you'll have them. Or not have them if I explain everything well enough. So, yep, let's continue. Just before we get started, I would like to say that all this information, this video and this tap room, you can find on a YouTube by this link. So we have a Starwind software channel where you can find all our tap rooms and webinars that are going to be and that were already. So all that information can be found there. Also, another thing I will want to ask you until we go and talk about some things is that if you could please in the question box write me down whether you can hear me well and see the picture well, and we will start. Okay, thank you very much. I was told that everything is all right, so let's continue. I would like to introduce myself. So my name is Oles Boris. That's a picture of me. I have a pretty long hair, and I'm today's host of this tap room, and I'm a senior solutions at Starwind, a senior solutions engineer at Starwind Software Incorporated. Okay, today's topics. What I would like to explain you, I will speak about hyperconverged unit, and I will speak about Starwind HA without Five9 Manager and with Five9 Manager. And the last, and in my opinion, the most important part we're going to focus on is going to be questions and answers. So, yep, I'll try to explain everything to all of you. Okay. Next. So, the first topic is a hyperconverged unit. This is a quick diagram how it looks like. It will look the same for Hyper-V and VMware. So both of them, well, we do not have like official release of the VMware yet, but very soon we'll have VMware hyperconverged appliance as well. And right now we do have a Hyper-V one, so you can get that. And that hyperconverged unit includes Hyper-V or vSphere, depends on what hypervisor do you prefer. Then it has Starwind Virtual SAN. It has Veeam Backup Essentials and Five9 Manager. And all that is in those two boxes that you can see on the diagram. Let's go next. Okay, this is like a quick overview of why hyperconverged is actually better than many other mixed hardware solutions. It's mainly, well, since I'm a senior solutions engineer, I can tell you, like, from inside what really, really matters. The troubleshoot step is the step we are, like, the step that I work with the most. And what I can say you for 100% is that when you have two different boxes that were purchased at different time and they have different hardware, well, it has to be similar to each other since you're trying to build up HA. But usually when you're grabbing just two boxes and want to make HA on a fly, you take different boxes with everything different. And after that, when something happens, and usually it does happen to different boxes, it is really hard to troubleshoot that. And if you cannot correctly troubleshoot the system, that would mean that you cannot correctly fix the system, which makes everything like go terribly wrong. This is where having two identical boxes shipped to you fully configured is much better than building up your own infrastructure from what you have. And also, speaking about troubleshooting in a mixed hardware solutions, they can be unsupported as well and untested, which would mean that you have to test them yourself, which I would highly recommend doing if you're planning on setting up a mixed hardware solution, or not to set it up, because if you're using something which wasn't tested, then you cannot predict anything. So any things that will happen to that are going to be like unexpected to you, and in a live production system, unexpected things are very horrible in my opinion. And I would say this is something you do not have to do. And unsupported, if your mixed hardware solution is unsupported, that would mean that you have to troubleshoot the issue yourself. And if it's sometimes hard to professional people troubleshoot those issues, and I don't think you are professional support engineers. If you are, then you wouldn't be watching this tap room, I think. So that would be pretty hard to troubleshoot for you as well and get to the root cause of your issue to fix it. So this what makes hyperconverged platform like better. It is two identical machines. It is fully supported by us, and we do troubleshoot it. We know how to troubleshoot it, and the scenario, all possible scenarios with that platform were tested. In we thought about everything. We have good storage. We have redundant network. We have centralized management. We have centralized support. Everything is in there. So this basically slide describes that HCA comparing to mixed hardware solution is much better. And I hope I've talked enough about it, and then we can go next. The third topic was related to Five9 Manager. And Five9 Manager is a pretty nice utility, which has everything inside one box, which means that you can manage your data center, your cluster, host, a VM, network, disk, anything can be managed from one interface. And that is very comfortable. You can create a cluster inside it, you can create a VM, you can create a VM on any storage that is available to a particular cluster, or you can create a VM outside the cluster and then migrate it inside the cluster, inside any cluster. Let's say you have a big data center which has like 100 clusters inside it, and if you have to log in into each cluster and manage it like locally, not seeing the whole picture, that's kind of hard. Well, to me, that would be hard. Therefore, having a finance manager where you can do live migration, pause, resume cluster nodes, add and remove VMs to the cluster or from the cluster. Basically, like this Five9 manager includes the functionality of all infrastructure that needs to be managed. And that's a very nice utility to me. You can read more about it by going into Five9 website, which is on your screen. But basically, I've told you everything about it, and it's a very, very good utility which allows you managing everything, like absolutely everything, from one place. Speaking about Starwind Virtual SAN, which is our product, we've been talking about it for a very long, like, time already. And what I can say is that we actually have like three main features which are working very well, and many, many people worldwide like the way they work. And so the first one is a complete storage fault tolerance, which means that both disks on one host and second host, they are simultaneously online and they are simultaneously available to your production, which means that we have automated failover as well. Because when two identical disks are simultaneously available to your production, that means a VM can use one disk and the copy of that one disk at the same time. And when one of those two drives goes offline for whatever reason, like power outage, rate failure, anything at all, the second disk just continues working. No, like, none of your actions are needed for that to happen, because it's just the way it was designed, and this is how it works. And this is, I would say, our like main feature. And what I like in Starwind most is that in case if something happens with one node, there is always another active node which is active the whole time and can catch up everything and handle itself. And that's very cool. Also, we have a server-side caching, which can use your random access memory or solid state drives to boost the performance of your drives, and that's very cool. So you can configure this, well, you can configure almost the same in a RAID caching, but RAID mostly have limits for cache, and they also cannot do the caching for particular devices that are provided to particular VMs. Because according to Microsoft and VMware best practices, they say that each VM needs to have its own LAN. Without Starwind, this can be achieved by making many simple volumes, which is not so good, and you cannot cache many simple volumes. I mean, those that were made in disk management, or you can build up, I don't know, like 50 RAID arrays and then assign caching per each RAID array. But let's be real, no one's going to do that. And therefore, you make one huge RAID array, and then on top of that, you store as many Starwind devices as you have your VMs. And then per each VM and per each Starwind device, you can assign level 1 and level 2 cache. Level 1 cache, according to our best practices, is configured in a write-back mode, and that write-back mode is boosting read performance, I mean the read operations and write operations, and uses random access memory to do the boost. And level 2 caching is used to boost read performance only, and for that caching we use solid state drives. Also, a question that you might think of is, what if I have full flash RAID array? Would I want to use level 2 caching in Starwind? And I would say that depends, Because you can have a full flash array of some kind of solid state drives, right? And then you can use faster solid state drives as a level two caching, and then that would make sense. But if you have a full flash array, for example, from like some kind of solid state drives, and then you want to use the same solid state drive as a level two caching in Starwind, that wouldn't provide you with a performance boost, unfortunately. And yeah, more info about our software you can always find at starwind.com. And but I think you all been there, so no need to speak about that. The next solution, I believe most of you are like familiar with this one. It's a Veeam backup, and what Veeam has is it has backup, it has replication, it has recovery, it has complete visibility of backup infrastructure. Also, I believe Veeam, when speaking about backup part, Veeam is some kind of a, well, is it looks the same as Five9 Manager, and I'll explain to you what I mean is that having a Veeam somewhere would allow you to manage all your backup jobs from one place, and that's useful, you know, when you've got many stuff running and you have many systems up and running, you can do everything from one place. You can schedule as many backups, and then all that stuff will be done automatically, and you will not need to do anything at all. Also, another good thing about Veeam is that Veeam and Starwind have been working closely, so Veeam backup is working with Starwind drives very well, and so does Starwind work with Veeam, and this is like the main reason we've included Veeam backup to our hyperconverged appliance. Well, also, in my opinion, my personal opinion, I like Veeam the most. So I would say that Veeam is one of the best backup software solutions that we have our days. So yeah, I like Veeam, and Veeam can do many stuff, and you can manage them. You can see statistic, you can do the report, you can schedule jobs, and so on and so on. It's a very cool software which it can provide you with many things. Next one. So saying, yeah, more than just the storage. Hyperconverged platform is really more than just the storage, and I've been talking through this before, like quickly, is that when you purchase a unit, that unit basically includes everything, and you can just plug it in and start running your production just now. It is fully configured, it is fully tested, it is storage provisioned, the main deployed and cluster created. So basically you have everything you need to start your business, you know. And I think that's a very good thing. Another big thing we have in, which I think is, I would say, like the very most important part of all this presentation, is just it's that we have a single support point of contact for the entire platform. So let's say you have any issues with hardware, you call us. You have any issues with software like Veeam, Five9, Starwind, anything, you call us. You need some other kind of support, you need, well, basically, almost any question, not almost any question, and any issue that you will face, or you like, I don't think you will, but if that happens for some reason, you contact one guy, and that one guy will fix everything for you. And I think this is the most important part, and this is what I like in our hyperconverged appliance the most. So, yeah. I guess that's it. And the last part of it, this was a pretty quick presentation. And then the last part of it, which I will try to focus on, is questions and answers. And I'd like you to ask me questions that you have. can Five9 Manager operate in a browser? As far as I understand, well, not understand, as far as I know, unfortunately, it works only as a desktop application, but I don't think that's going to be an issue for many people. Another good question. What protocols are used for vSAN? Is it iSCSI or NFS? It is any protocol you wish. Well, we prefer using iSCSI because iSCSI is a block level protocol, but you can also configure NFS or SMB 3.0 if you want to. But NFS and SMB, those are file protocols, and we think that working with block level protocols is better than going with file. When is the VMware version going to be released? Extremely soon. Unfortunately, I do not have the exact date and I cannot provide you with that. But what I can say is that it's going to be released extremely soon. After we finish questions and answers on the last page, I'll have all the contacts of sales and of anybody. If you could ask that question to them, I guarantee you they will provide you with a better answer than I do regarding its release date. If we had a four cluster node, will that impact the Veeam essential license? That actually is discussed while you're doing a HCA purchase. So as far as I know, all four nodes of your cluster will be licensed by Veeam. How well does it interface with an existing Hyper-V infrastructure? I believe that's a question regarding Five9, and what I can say, it interfaces like better than actually Hyper-V and Failover Cluster Manager does. So it shows you all the VMs. It shows you the node owner of a VM. You can migrate it. You can create a new one. You can specify the storage. You can see all your clusters. You can see everything at all. So it is like a one centralized thing where you can, which includes functionality of Hyper-V Manager, of failover cluster, of some monitoring tools and so on. So that's a very, very nice utility, which I personally like a lot. Actually, it's a good question. They Veeam force you to upgrade to standard or enterprise if we were to add more clusters? This is a good question, and this is a question to Veeam guys, which we will ask if you would request that from us. And believe me, we will figure out how to, like, we'll speak to them and figure out the licensing question with them regarding your particular setup. So, well, the licensing questions in HCA like are very flexible, and if you need something in addition or something else or something else, then we'll do it for you. You can do a custom HCA or anything else. So, I mean, that's a flexible thing. I don't believe we have a test demo that you guys can test, but I think that's a good point, and no one said there's not going to be one. So if you talk to sales guys and ask them and tell them, hey guys, like we need the system to test it out, and then we'll let you know like whether we like it or not, then I believe we'll figure out something for you. So again, like we are customer-oriented company, and if there is something you need to make a decision, or there is something we need to help you with to make a decision, or if there's something we need to do to help you out, we'll definitely try our best to do that. But right now, we unfortunately do not have a demo stand. Mark, unfortunately, I don't have your contacts, and I would rather suggest you, well, when I'll go to the next slide, you'll have all the phone numbers we have, all the emails we have. You can send a quick email, like asking the questions you're interested in, and I guarantee that someone will reach you out. Okay, I don't see any other questions coming out, so we're going to our last slide where I want to thank you all the information. If you have any questions left, you may ask them to our sales guys, or like get to Starwind forum or customer support portal, or like general information, so on. So if there are some questions you have left, please let me know. And what I would like to say is that I want to thank you. Thank you very much for coming. And I like very much that you're guys here with me. I hope you enjoyed this tap room. And, I wish you best and come to my next tap rooms. Thank you very much again for being here with me. Bye bye. Have a great day.